Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason, the first two Sabres playoff games in 15 years held nearby at KeyBank Center. How big was business for those first two games?
It was enormous. It was the amount of fans that came out to go to the game and also just to come hang out here at the draft room was just amazing, the turnout.
How would you compare the business for these two games compared to an average Sunday or Tuesday evening at the draft room?
With the Sabres in the playoffs, it is just more than we could have ever hoped for and wished for. Just with the amount of guests that we've had through the door in comparison to other days, such as a normal Sunday or a Tuesday.
As we speak, we're getting ready for Game 3 tonight. There'll be a fourth game on Sunday afternoon. How much business do you anticipate tonight and Sunday compared to the two home games?
Oh, quite a bit, actually. We have a large screen TV that's going to be in our parking lot. We have drink specials, food specials, numerous giveaways. We're anticipating a lot of guests to be coming through our doors here at the draft room. We've had phenomenal feedback and extremely excited.
How has this playoff boom been like for your business and other businesses around KeyBank Center?
It's been amazing. It really has. It's something that not only as a business, but as a Buffalonian and a sports fan, and taking pride in the city of Buffalo, it is something that I think everybody has been waiting for years and years and years. And it is just the pure excitement around here is it's electrifying.
Obviously, if the Sabres advance deep into the playoffs, this could mean much more business for you at draft room. How hopeful are you that the Sabres can go deep into the playoffs?
I'm looking for us to win the Stanley Cup. That's you just don't get in the playoffs just to get in the playoffs. You get in the playoffs in order to win the Stanley Cup. And right now I believe that we have the team, the unity on the team, the coaching, the front office, everybody in position in order for them to make that push. I think anything going forward is just it's just going to increase our visibility, the visibility of the Cobblestone District and downtown Buffalo even more so.
And how big is this playoff run for getting visibility in the Cobblestone District?
It's enormous. It's enormous. It's a lot of guests that haven't been downtown in quite some time are now making their trip downtown just to go to playoff games. And with that, the visibility of different locations that have been opened over in the Cobblestone District. And people even, like I said before, just walking through the draft room door in awe at the size, the professionalism, the service, the quality of food. Has been just overwhelming.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.